Game one of a doubleheader between the Yankees and Astros at Yankee Stadium. Everyone wearing pink in the majors on Sunday in honor of Mother's Day. We pick up the action in this one, 3-1 Houston in the third, bases loaded. Alex Bregman facing Chad Green.
Grounded to third. There's one. And there's two. Green got just what they needed.
And the pitch swung on and in the air to right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Starlin ties the game. Here's a 3-2. Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. That would have left any ballpark. And Judge and Castro go back to back in a belly to belly, and the Yankees take a 4-3 lead.
Got Holiday at first. 2-2. Line to right field. That is going to be a base hit. It'll go into the corner. Ellsbury scores to tie it. Holiday is going to third. It's an RBI double for Castro.
Now the 1-1. Swung on and line. Base hit. Right center field. In the gap. It's a bases clearing. 3-run triple off the bat of Chase Headley.
The Yanks go on to win it 11-6, snapping a 3-game skid. Not all good news, though, for the Yanks. They placed closer Aroldis Chapman on the 10-day DL with left rotator cuff inflammation. The Yanks put up 11 runs. Joe Girardi pretty happy with his offense after the game.
Just a huge hit. For us to fight back like that, we were down a couple times, and for us to fight back, just a huge hit for Head. Clear the bases, really good. I think getting those the lead, the three runs, the way we did quickly in that other inning helped us relax a little bit. But you got to remember, we faced some pretty darn good pitchers. You know, I mean, Keuchel hasn't really given up anything all year. He had one start against the Angels where he gave up a few runs, and we faced some pretty good pitchers. But we're going to score runs. Well, it's a great vibe, obviously, for us to put up a big inning like that. We did it against some pretty good pitchers too. We saw how good Davinsky was the other night against us. He's got great stuff. So for us to do that, big hit by Matty, big hit by Castro, it just kept going. Guardy gets it going. Ellsbury, everyone contributed that inning, it seemed like. So it's a good vibe in there, and it should be. Yeah, I thought he did a great job. Obviously, he comes in and gets a bunch of big outs. But in a 4-3 game, I'm going to go with our 7th, 8th, 9th inning guy. Experience, you're going to try to win the game. And I thought Adam pitched pretty well. He gave up a bunch of ground balls, really happy with what Chad did here in a short notice and did a great job.
Chase Headley delivered the bases-clearing go-ahead triple for the Yankees. He spoke after the game.
Yeah, it was pretty important, not only for myself but obviously for the team. These guys have played us pretty tough the last couple days, so yeah, it's been a little bit of a struggle lately, so it was a good time to break through and, a good time to get a hit. I think you just tell yourself to relax and try to take a deep breath and keep everything in perspective. I mean, when you haven't got a hit in a while, it feels like it's been, 5 years since you've gotten a hit. So just, try to keep in perspective, calm down, take a breath, and, swing a good pitch. You know what? To be honest with you, with the exception of the last couple of days, I felt like I've swung the bat pretty well through – this rough patch. The last couple of days, not very good. So that was a good swing, but there haven't been, in the last 2 or 3 days, there haven't been as many good ones. But before that, I actually, just didn't feel like I was getting the ball to drop when I was hitting it hard. And obviously, you're going to go through times like that.
Up next, the Yankees begin a series with the Royals in Kansas City beginning on Tuesday.